you've ever ventured along the roads in New South Wales, you might know of a rivalry that's going on. Motorist versus cyclist.
Okay, so do you drive?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about cyclists? Let's be honest.
So I feel sometimes that they can do things that you're like, what are you doing on the roads?
I get like really severe road rage, to be honest. So if I'm stuck behind one, I'll be like really aggressive. Mm. I actually do. Like, I get so angry.
I'm personally in favour of cyclists. I drive half the week and I ride half the week. So I kind of know that I feel the danger of sometimes being on the road and cars being very close to me.
I have a very low tolerance to certain cyclists. I think they cop a bit of a bad rap, the whole Lycra thing.
Is it just the Lycra that pisses you off about cyclists?
No, it's the road behaviour. But I think it's a reactionary thing, like, because they have to assert their dominance on the road because people in Sydney are so shit dealing with cyclists on the road. So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22.
I mean, I can sort of see the frustration when you sit on a bus and the bus is sort of stuck behind a cyclist. But seriously, the people that really get wound up about them, I mean, seriously, there's so many bigger things to be upset about.
So people cycle for a reason. It's a cost saver. Maybe it means you don't have to pay as much for public transport. It's good for your health. One person told me while I was actually putting this story together that it adds 10 years to your life. It's also better for the environment, right? One cyclist is one less person driving a car. But that's the thing. When you're cycling on the road, you're sharing it with cars, trucks, buses, taxis.
So you have to be watching out for yourself.
I've been hit by cars 3 times now. And the latest one kind of involved me breaking my toe. It was on Oxford Street. Basically, they kind of clipped the end of my tire. I slipped over, went into a gutter, broke my toe, didn't realise though, and kept riding.
This is Jack. He's an avid cyclist and lives in Enmore, a suburb in inner West Sydney. So he's very familiar with the local roads.
Another time I was coming up to an intersection and I think a car just thought they had enough time to turn. And they turned straight into me and then I kind of ended up on their bonnet. But this poor girl was like heading to a funeral. That's why she was in such a rush.
Oh my God.
And I was like, could have killed someone else. But yeah, she was totally distraught. And I think one of the good things when you get hit by a car is that obviously everyone is, you know, runs to your side and tries to help you, make sure you're okay, make sure the bike is okay. And usually when you do end up in the middle of the road, all of the cars will stop. Mm. And I don't think that they really get angry at you then because they're more worried that you might be injured.
Well, I guess then they might be in the wrong,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They don't want to be angry at you.
Yeah. I've had the opposite though as well. The car's driven off and maybe they just decided to get the hell out of there in case they killed me. But they definitely saw me fall over. So yeah, I don't know. I think I just try to keep a happy disposition about it.
Because you're from Victoria initially. I'm assuming you rode your bike in Melbourne.
Yeah.
How does Sydney compare with Melbourne?
I mean, it's uncomparable. Melbourne is above and beyond what Sydney is for cyclists on the road. There's bike lanes pretty much on most major streets. Although, to be fair, Melbourne was a city that was designed. Sydney just kind of happened and exploded. So the roads couldn't really take into account the need for cyclists. I think, though, Melbourne has done a lot more in terms of making it safer for cyclists, putting in bike lanes more often in most developing areas. In Sydney, we're seeing, especially in the inner city, the bike lanes are actually being taken away. And so cyclists have nowhere else to go except the footpath, and then that makes pedestrians angry, which is fair enough because it's actually illegal to ride on the footpath.
Yep.
And I think, yeah, if you're comparing Melbourne to Sydney, Melbourne is a much safer city, and I think for that reason as well, much more sustainable and also pedestrian friendly too.
So what can Sydney actually take from Melbourne's roads? Like, what do they need to look like to make life easier for cyclists?
Cool, yeah, my name's Cameron Harrison. Guess I'm a director and co-owner and head mechanic of the Rolling Fix.
The Rolling Fix is literally a bike mechanic service on wheels. Every day, Cameron rides around Sydney fixing or doing maintenance on people's bikes, mostly at their workplaces and that sort of thing.
Sydney's roads, as a road themselves, are pretty bad. They're pretty hard on bicycles. There's a lot of potholes, a lot of cracks in the road. They're in pretty dire straits, especially some of the main thoroughfares like Cleveland Street. There are patches which are beautiful now that have been resealed, but a few of them are really bad.
But roads aside,
You definitely have people come past, and you know, and most of the time they're just ill-educated on the rules of the road, you know, and they say things like, oh, you have to be on the footpath, or you can't ride two abreast.
What does that mean, two abreast in the lane?
It means two cyclists side by side. And I suppose the one most frustrating thing that happened was probably 6 or 7 months ago, riding on the northern beaches, and we were riding two abreast, and there was a group of four or five of us, and there was a couple of young kids in the back of a car that yelled out saying, oh, you should get off the road, like, you have to be single file. And we got stuck at the traffic lights right next to him. I said, oh, well, that's actually not the rule. You're allowed to ride two abreast. It's legal. And they looked at us very confused and then turned to their mum, and their mum looked at them, who had obviously encouraged them to yell at us through the window, and said, is that true? And she was like, I don't know.
But it's not just your standard motorist who doesn't know the road rules either.
I have been pulled up by... Well, I was riding in a group and we were pulled up by the highway patrollers, and the cops didn't know the road rules either.
This is Ingrid Ralph. Ingrid is from the Australian Cyclists Party and stood for Senate seat in the last federal election.
And there have been multiple people that I know who have been pulled up by the cops, have been told that they're going to be booked, but it never happens because what they're being booked for is actually incorrect.
What was it that you were being booked for?
We were being told that we had to ride on the shoulder. This was going up towards Brooklyn, because one of the rides that we do is heading north. And on the shoulder of the road heading north on the Pacific Highway, there are these blue signs which indicate that it's a bicycle route. But he is telling us that it's actually a bike lane and we're required to cycle in it. Because we're in a large group, we were riding two abreast on the road and not in the shoulder.
Right.
And that's what he was telling us we were doing illegally.
And so what did you as a group say back to him?
Oh, I basically told him what the road rules were.
Telling a highway patroller the road rules.
He was kind of a bit taken aback, but he then did back down and let us go. And I mean, we've done that ride many times before and we haven't been pulled up by the cops since.
The Australian Cyclists Party also advocate for improved infrastructure, things like including a national standard for cycling facilities, proper signage, bike lane design criteria and road regulations. Another area is a national inquiry into the mandatory bicycle helmet legislation. Now, Ingrid doesn't mind wearing a helmet when she rides, but she doesn't believe it'll solve all of cyclists' problems.
I personally would not ride without a helmet, but then, as I said, I ride on the roads. If you have separate cycling infrastructure, there should be no reason why people are required to wear helmets. I mean, if you look at other countries where cycling is massive, such as in Amsterdam and Copenhagen, they don't wear helmets. I mean, you see pictures of Princess Mary in Denmark riding her kids to school. No helmets. She's wearing ordinary street clothes. It's a normal everyday thing to do, to ride your bike with your kids to take them to school. If the cycling infrastructure is there, then the helmets are not necessary. And if you look at the number of accidents that happen in places like Amsterdam and Copenhagen, the numbers of accidents are significantly less per capita of what we have over here in Sydney.
The thing is, people with cars are still going to drive them. I drive because it's convenient, and I'm also not the strongest rider. But how can we actually make a change in Sydney if we put the infrastructure in place? How can we actually get more people to switch to the two-wheeler.
Lifestyle-related illness is the biggest strain on our health system. So if they want to have sustainable health budgets into the future, they need to get more people active. And the easiest way of doing that is to create an environment, invest in an environment that makes it safe and easy for people to ride.
This is Fiona Campbell from the City of Sydney, and she's talking about getting state and federal governments to jump on the cycling bandwagon.
Also, the federal government is interested in cities working well for businesses and import and export, and you know, businesses wanting to set up headquarters. For that to happen, you need to have efficient movement, because the businesses don't want to be here if their staff are all going to be stuck in traffic. So creating cities where it's easy to get around and where walking and cycling really complement the public transport is important for economic well-being of the country. So those governments are looking back and going, oh, councils can do bike stuff and we don't have to get involved, but actually they're the ones that are the main beneficiaries. So seeing them actually help and really come to the party with investment would make a lot of sense for them if they thought about it.